September 30th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come to you still again to help you to direct your free will towards your own salvation. Like any caring father, I am solicitous after your every need. Still, the final decision to embrace my commandments remains up to each soul. Indifference to my call is the same as rejecting me and my commandments. I never turn my back on any soul, even the greatest sinner. I call every soul out of the darkness into the light. I do not promise that those who embrace the light of my call will not have to embrace the cross as well. Indeed, the cross is often a sign of my affection towards some special souls, victim souls. I always send help to those who willingly embrace their crosses. I continue to send grace into the lives of those who are unbelievers, the indifferent. I reach out to them in their daily lives. My provision is perfect towards each one's salvation. Souls are given chances over and over to choose good versus evil. My provision is the reason I come here to give you these messages. Yet even though I transcend time and space, few there are who listen worldwide. Listen with believing hearts. That is my consolation." A note is given to read Isaiah chapter 15, verse 5. "My heart cries out for Moab. His fugitives flee to Zoar, to Egloth Shelish Yah. For at the ascent of Luhith, they go up weeping. On the road to Horonaim, they raise a cry of destruction." Another note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 4 through 8. "Or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But by your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will render to every man according to his works. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.